Welcome to MN90, Minnesota History in 90 Seconds.
Humor doesn't always age well. Open a page from the 1920s magazine Captain Billy's Whiz Bang, and you might read a joke like this.
The girl, you mustn't come into my dressing room. The man, why not? Am I not good enough? The girl, you might be worse. So, you know, what do you make of that?
That's Minnesota Historical Society book curator Patrick Coleman talking about the state's perhaps most infamous piece of literature, if you can call it that.
It was a dirty joke. Magazine, I guess, almost more of a pamphlet.
Captain Billy's Whiz Bang was the brainchild of Wilfred Fawcett, a journalist and World War I Army vet nicknamed Captain Billy. After the war, Fawcett came home to Robbinsdale, Minnesota, with the idea to publish the dirty jokes he heard in the trenches overseas. He called it Whiz Bang, and it was a huge success. Fawcett earned a small fortune and used the money to build a publishing empire that included several hobby magazines and comic books, including Captain Marvel. Oh, in case you're wondering what a whiz bang is, that's the sound of a World War I artillery shell.
MN90 is a co-production of the Minnesota Historical Society and AMPERS, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, online at mn90.org.